not so good as we think about it. We come to remember Jesus as he struggles and his life ends, and there's darkness around everywhere. And so we come together on this night to remember, to listen, to feel the darkness. I invite you to join in the call to worship. Were you there when they crucified my Lord?
We were silent when no words sang.
Were you in the garden when the disciples fell asleep?
We were betrayed when Jesus
is. Were you in the courtyard when the cock crowed three times?
We were denied when Jesus was on.
Were you among the scoffers when Jesus was flogged?
We were whipped.
Were you in Pilate's chamber when he washed his hands of Jesus' sentence?
We were in the hatred of God, in the difference of God.
Were you there when the soldiers dressed Jesus as a king?
We were the mockery in the cross of thorns.
Were you among the onlookers at Golgotha?
We were the nails that pierced Jesus' hands and feet.
Were you there when they crucified my Lord?
We were there for no words say.
Greetings. We come here today to remember a man. A man who had dreams, who had those dreams shattered, who needed time to think and to pray, who knew he was likely to die for what he believed. A man of extraordinary religious insight, a man who did die a cruel death. On this day, we look at the cross and we remember the betrayal of friendship and its consequences, the casual cruelty of the Roman authority and execution, and how unreliable others proved to be in a crisis. On this day, we also remember that religious bigotry, cruelty, and unreliability are still a part of our everyday lives. On this day, then, may we learn some new precepts for living. Do not avoid contact with suffering or close your eyes before suffering. Do not maintain anger or hatred. Do not say untruthful things for the sake of personal interest or just to impress people. Do not live with a vocation that is harmful to humans or nature. On this day, we remember.
I invite you to sing our first song, which is What Wondrous Love Is This?
Oh,
us pray. Faithful God, we stand in the dim shadows of the cross, longing for resurrection. But today we pause to remember the pain of the cross and the pain of the crosses we faced. As the disciples wept on that fateful day so long ago, we weep for the Savior and for the tree, and all the trees that one represented from which he hung. As those first disciples wondered whether that fateful day was the end of their dreams, we admit we are afraid that our dream of a just, nonviolent world is fleeting and in peril of death. Help us, God, as we live in the tension between this death and your seeming silence, the time after the crucifixion and before the resurrection. In the name and pain of the crucified one, amen. Let us now sing the first verse of Were You There?
They gambled for his tunic,
so that it would be kept intact, and so that the scripture would be fulfilled. They divided my clothes among themselves, and for my clothing they cast lots, the psalmist had said. And so the soldiers fulfilled scripture without even knowing it. In the crowd were women who had followed Jesus all of his ministry, his mother and her sister, and the woman from Magdala, all named Mary. Jesus, in pain, looked from the cross and saw his mother and one of his favorite disciples, a man he loved deeply. Dying, he cared for them. "Your son, woman, your mother, man," he said, "forever making family more than blood." And the disciple took her into his home and treated her like mother from that day on. Jesus had taken care of the last bit of business when he provided for his mother. His time on earth was over. He said only two more things. "I am thirsty." And they gave him wine from a sponge on a hyssop branch. He held it to his mouth. Then he said, "It is finished," and laid his head and released his spirit. Verse 3.
To Jesus, also came and brought spices for the body.
He brought 100 pounds of myrrh and aloe. Together they wrapped his body in linen to give him a kosher burial. And they took him to the garden and laid his body in a new tomb in order to hurry in honor of the day of preparation for the Sabbath. Verse 5. Death, a certain betrayal that Holy Week. He was met by soldiers and false accusers.
All around Jesus, people ask, what is the truth?
Judas kissed away the meals and the miles that they had shared together.
All around Jesus, people ask, what is truth?
Peter tried to protect him from an inevitable and foretold end.
All around Jesus, people ask, what is truth?
When he couldn't protect him, Peter's fear led him to deny him.
All around Jesus, people ask, what is truth?
From hall to hall and heart to heart, they led Jesus in the dark of night to broken justice and false witnesses.
All around Jesus, people ask, what is truth?
Pilate questioned his statement. I came to testify to the truth. I came to be on the side of the truth.
All around Jesus, people ask, what is truth?
What was Pilate to do since he saw the truth with his eyes, but did not have the courage to free it?
All around Jesus, people ask, what is truth?
Crucify him still rings across time, because truth unrecognized always goes punished. And still we're asking, what is truth?
Your plan for the world, for us, from the beginning of time was to have life and to have it more abundantly. You sent us Jesus to save us from our sinful ways, to restore the promise of new life. We confess our own rejection of your Son. We confess our sins too, to you. All that has separated us in a relationship from each other and from you, and we seek forgiveness and restoration, Lord. May we embrace your love more fully and deeply, knowing that death does not have the final word. In the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, who died for all of us, we pray. Amen.
This day seems to be all about death, Jesus. What else is it when you are arrested, accused, beaten, betrayed, and crucified? But when we look a little closer, we discover it's really all about life. Integrity unbound by expediency. Love unchanged by hatred. Humility undeterred by power. Truth untainted by lies. And real, vibrant, fearless life breaking through it all. You died, Jesus, because you refuse to settle for anything less than genuine, eternal life for you and for us all. Teach us to live by the same creed, to refuse to cling to a life that is less than real, less than honest, humble, and loving, and to be so resolute in our quest for life that we will always be ready to die in order to find it, to find life, to find you, O God, and to share the wonders, even on this dark day, we remember. remember when the light of Jesus went out, and to remember that the light returns on Easter Sunday. Go forth into the rest of this day, remembering pain and suffering is a part of life, part of Jesus' life and his death. And we too share in that, as we too will share in his resurrection. Amen.